This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. It's probably a good idea to understand a phrase popularized within the Christian community by Behe and others, irreducible complexity. To better understand the importance of irreducible complexity, we must first recall the basic tenets of the theory of Darwinian evolution. There are only two mechanisms that are believed to make evolution possible. The first mechanism is natural selection, sometimes referred to as the survival of the fittest. Most of us, creationists or evolutionists, don't have a problem with this concept. Natural selection doesn't belong to, neither was it first expressed by, an evolutionist. But as the Dutch botanist Hugo de Vries wrote in his book, Their Origin by Mutation, quote, natural selection may very well explain the survival of the fittest, but not the arrival of the fittest, end quote. In other words, natural selection can't create anything new, but can only eliminate what is already created. That brings us to the second mechanism, mutations. These mutations must be genetic so they can be passed on to future generations, and they must lend some advantage to the creature. The occurrences of genetic mutations in a species can be somewhat calculated, but the occurrences of beneficial mutations are rare indeed, if they occur at all. An example often given of a beneficial mutation is sickle cell anemia. The logical problem is that even though a short-term advantage is given to some of its victims, because those having the disease have resistance to malaria, yet the species is not improved by this disease. Fact is, the disease elongates and makes fragile its victims' red blood cells, clogs blood vessels, and damages tissues. Untreated, it is inevitably fatal. In the short term, some may avoid malaria, but genetically, the human race is imperiled. So, simply put, evolutionists must, for each complex living organism and for each complex system within each organism, come up with scenarios to explain how, gradually, one incremental mutation at a time, such complex systems and beings could come to be. At the same time, each system component must be working on its own. We'll examine a couple of examples over the next few days. We will do this because, as much as is in us to do so, we desire, as Paul describes in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, to disassemble speculations and every lofty thing that raises itself up against the knowledge of God. Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.